if we look at our history, we see that especially during the face-off with Fidel Castro, there was a special program by which the government allowed more than 10 or 15,000 young Cuban children into the U.S. So it's not unprecedented. There have been periods of time, even going back to World War II, when there was a rescue program for children undertaken by Great Britain, and children were sent to many countries around the world, including the U.S.
Were these type of detention centers set up for those cases for instance, the Cuban children?
They were placed first with the Catholic Charities Organization and those that had been instrumental in bringing them, and then they were placed with families from Cuba who'd already come here.
One of the possible locations which is being reported is the former Kenwood Academy building, a vacant convent in Albany. How would this process play out? Would the government buy this property? Would it just seize the property? And could you explain how this would all happen?
Yes. Interestingly enough, the government, through the Health and Human Services Department, in January of this year, set out a grant application procedure under the Office of Refugee Assistance. They invited various organizations to submit applications to house children temporarily because they had already seen the influx was growing greater than in previous years. Interestingly enough, the deadline for grants to be submitted is August of this year. So the process is in place. They have guidelines and standards for various community organizations to voluntarily submit an application, and then, if they're approved, to run the detention facility or the housing facility on a temporary basis for these children. At present, when they come across the border or the river, they're immediately apprehended by the agents of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. Under law, they are not entitled to remove children or to question them. They have to house them temporarily with a social agency. This goes back to the law in 2008, which was enacted under President George Bush by a unanimous Senate and House vote. It was subsequently reaffirmed in 2012. So we already have the law in place that children under the age of 18 are not to be put into detention camps or facilities operated by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Because of their tender age, they are supposed to be turned over to an appropriate social agency. So this application procedure has been in effect since January, and I would imagine if any agency in Albany wants to apply, they still have time to submit their application.
Would you expect local opposition, local lawsuits to challenge the location, wherever this location for this center may be?
Well, recognizing the tremendous conflict we have in the country over the question of economic development, over the question of immigration, we know there will be opposition. If we look in the past, we see that many municipalities and even some states enacted anti-immigrant legislation, most of which was struck down by federal courts under the fact that immigration has been delegated to the federal government. So under the doctrine of preemption, the federal government has the responsibility to take care of this issue. Now, certainly, people without facts will try to stir up opposition over claimed abuses or fears of what might happen. But I think if you look at the grant proposal set up by HHS, it's going to be a fairly routine operation. They will house the children, they'll give them medical care, and then the purpose is to just locate families who are already here in the U.S. to then take them until such time as they have a hearing before an immigration judge.
The White House announced yesterday that while the process will play out, the immigration process will play out, the new White House press secretary said he believes most of these children will be sent back. Do you believe that?
I don't know. You know, my role as an immigration practitioner for many years is involved with the nuts and bolts of the immigration law. That's a question that's far beyond my capability of answering.
These children are coming over the border today, but the way you describe it, this could be a very long process of accepting these applications, approving the applications, taking a building like the Kenwood Academy building and refurbishing it to allow these children to live there.
I think they're going to be receiving applications from community organizations that are staffed to deal with social issues and particularly with children. If these organizations voluntarily submit an application and are funded by Health and Human Services, then they will enter into a contract and there are guidelines of what has to be provided and how they need to provide these services.
But could this take a long time?
Anything with the federal government could take a long time.